back to the middle. All I really need is a little kindness.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
I'm gonna have a good day. And all my homies wanna ride today. And all these mommies look fly today. And all we wanna do is get by today. Hey.
Let's get it started. Ha. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Well, it appears we've made it to a Friday Junior. That is what we call Thursdays around here. If you know, you know. The date is July 24th, 2025. It is Shania Day, baby. Let's go, girls. Tonight I am headed to the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford for the most elite girls' night out experience I think I could ever wish for a Thursday or any other day of the week. If you or anyone you know is headed to Guilford tonight to enjoy Shania in all her glory, make sure you flag me down. I would love to meet you. I would love to take a selfie. I love seeing our listeners out in the wild. There's nothing I love more. And I'm just looking forward to it. Like, let the countdown begin. And I gotta figure out what I'm wearing. God. Priorities. That's where mine are at. So as you can tell by now, Logan's not here today. He is taking PTO today and tomorrow, but the show must go on. We have Riley Green tickets that we're giving away. We have two pairs to give away, and we'll be reliving a lot of our favorite moments too on the show. We had a lot of fun with the tribe yesterday. All kinds of topics were covered. This is one of my favorite moments, and we're going to relive it together now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. And for this next topic, we're going to bring in our wacky cast of coworkers we call the tribe.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe. Yeah,
have you ever been caught naked? When have you been caught by someone that you didn't want to see naked?
Naked?
Or have you ever caught someone naked that you didn't want to see? So has someone seen you naked, or have you seen someone naked that you weren't expecting?
It was that one time I walked in the bathroom with you, Logan, and I'm just kidding.
Stupid.
I thought you were expecting that.
Right. Right.
Lydia, you have one?
I had a close call. That was my roommate's boyfriend was about to come into my room to ask me something, and I had just gotten out of the shower, and I heard the door slightly creak, and I was like, no, I'm naked, I can't, don't come in. And he was like, I was just walking towards the bathroom, so I heard the bathroom door creak and not my own door. But I thought my roommate's boyfriend was about to see me naked, and that would have been a very uncomfortable conversation.
Sure.
This is stupid and immature, but I'll go down this road with you.
Please.
But like, there's always like the, you know, friend had kids breastfeeding thing, and you're like, oh, okay, there it goes. And you see a boob.
Yeah, all the time.
You see a boob, and you're like, oh, okay. Some people, like, you know, cover up, but not everyone does. So yeah. It's like, oh, boob.
That is an interesting.
And Sean gets excited.
Never thought I'd see your boob before, and yeah. Now I see your boob. It's great. It's fine. It's good. I'm married. I got a wife.
And it's like the more comfortable they are with you, like the more. Like I've seen some peers' breasts just plop out, getting situated, whereas, like you said, other friends are like going to my bathroom or my room or privacy. Right. Other people are like, oh, there's 20 people in the living room. Check this out. Plop.
Right. It's just unexpected.
Okay, I have one.
Go ahead.
I've seen my best friend Eliza's grandfather naked.
Nice.
He isn't from this country, so he has different feelings around nudity.
Yeah.
And they were having a pool party at their house. I went up to use the bathroom, and he's getting out of his wet bathing suit in their dining room.
Nice.
And so I saw his full enchilada.
Did you tell Steven?
Yeah, I told everybody when I got downstairs. I said, your grandfather is absolutely stark naked in your dining room.
Just the thought of that's horrifying.
Yeah, well, actually, they weren't surprised because he's done it before. So there you have it. The tribe has spoken. I have spoken too. And if you have a story of seeing someone naked that you didn't mean to see naked, or someone saw you naked and you didn't mean for them to see you naked, you can send us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. We would love to hear that too. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. Happy National Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day.
What a great combination.
Is there any better duo?
There's not.
Find me a better duo.
No, I will not. Besides Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh.
Besides
no,
us.
No, he did it. No,
chocolate,
he did not.
Chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, it really is the greatest combination of all time, right?
Can Find me someone who is not allergic to peanut butter who doesn't love it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The Reese's Cup.
It's the best.
Sorry for slurping in the mic, everyone. My bad.
Unless you're into ASMR, then you're welcome.
And you are very welcome.
So Logan and I decided to use this chocolate and peanut butter holiday as inspiration for a fun and flirty game. We call it the best duos of all time. He and I have separately prepared what we believe to be the best duos of all time. We each have five, and we're going to go back and forth. And there's no repeats allowed. So if I have one on his list or vice versa, he has to come up with another. And then at the end, you have to tell us who won this game, who has the best list of the greatest duos of all time. Or if we're missing a really obvious one, too, you can call and tell us that.
Let's go.
So you want to kick us off?
No, ladies first. You guys, I don't want to steal one right away from you.
Okay, I'm going to go with, if these are greatest duos of all time, country music and beer.
That was literally my number three.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't take my one or two.
Okay.
The obvious backup, the number two behind peanut butter and chocolate, is obvious, Kira.
Yeah.
Mario and Luigi.
Very good.
Come on!
Very, very good.
Get out of here.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go with Snoop Dogg and Marijuana.
Damn. Can I be in there for a trio?
This is duos, not trios. See your way out.
That's fine. That's your second. I'm sticking with the theme that I had with Mario and Luigi, and I'm going to go Snoopy and Woodstock.
Snoopy and Woodstock.
They're together all the time.
I would say Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
Maybe in your draft, but this is my draft.
Okay, so fair, fair. Sorry.
I'm about to crank this up.
Okay. I'm going with Jack and Coke.
Valid.
Jack and Coke.
Valid-ish.
Ish? Oh, he doesn't like it.
Yeah,
okay.
What are we, 18 again? There we go, baby! Let's go with the end-all be-all, the good old couch and blanket.
Couch and blanket.
I mean, come on. I do not...
You're just describing your Saturday
fun
night.
Fun fact, I do not sit on the couch without a blanket.
I know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm always curled.
But you owe every story you tell about on the couch, there's a blanket involved, so that's what I hear.
Yeah.
What about, you're going to like this one.
Sure.
Cereal and milk.
It's a perfect duo.
Isn't it the perfect? Name me a more perfect duo. You
well,
can't.
I that's number four on your list. So you got like three more ahead of it.
Okay. True, true, true.
Shout out to all my New England people. You're welcome for this one. Fenway and Frank's.
That's nice. That's very nice. Okay. I'm going to be a little pompous with my last one.
Do it.
Greatest duo of all time. Kira and Logan in the morning.
Yeah. Nice one.
Someone had to do it.
Nice one.
Someone had to do it.
Boy. I'm stuck between these last two. Kira.
It good.
Shoot. Mornings or watermelon? Let's do watermelon. Watermelon and salt.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't had it, this is mostly just the time to tell everyone to do it. If you haven't had the watermelon salt combo yet, it will change your life.
Logan has been preaching this good word all summer long about watermelon and salt. It's not a well-known duo. It's not well-known.
No, no, no. Correct. Thank you for bringing attention to that.
So this is more of a PSA.
Yeah, this is a PSA because once you try it, you're going to go, oh, wow, the salt does make me salivate more, which does make the watermelon juicier, which does make the watermelon better. Thank you, Logan.
It's all about activating those saliva glands. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't specifically know what you're saying, but you know. Anyway, who won the draft?
Yes, who won? Who had the greatest list of the best duos of all time? Also, do you feel like we're missing any obvious ones? This is where you call and correct us. We love a corrections corner. 603-749-0975. Want to hear your greatest duos of all time and who you believe out of this duo had the best list of duos. I'm going to stop saying duo. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for waking up with us. We know that you have a lot of choices when it comes to content that you could be inserting into your ear holes. But today, you chose us. And for that,
good choice.
We are grateful.
Yeah, for sure.
Logan, what gave you the ick that happened at the bar? So this was this past weekend when you were in Fenway Park for Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims.
Yes. My wife goes up to the bar, gets a little Shirley Temple. She loves them.
Not a dirty Shirley.
Not a dirty Shirley.
An OG Shirley.
And bartender makes the drink. There's a basket of straws right on the counter.
As there is.
And, you know, those little mixing straws, which, by the way, are so annoying. You gotta, like, sip so hard to get through the tiny straw.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And they usually give you two straws.
Why is it so much effort?
Yeah, why are you giving me two straws with two small holes? Just give me a big straw with one big hole.
You've never been more right.
Thank you. And thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Now, yeah. So bartender grabs the straw with her hand.
What else are you supposed to grab with her mouth?
Here's the issue. She gets her hand where my wife's putting her mouth.
Yeah.
And puts it in the drink. And I, like, to Kira's point, I'm not a germaphobe. I'll pick stuff up off the floor. If I'm eating a breakfast sandwich, I gotta go to the bathroom. Breakfast sandwich is already in the hand. I'm walking into the bathroom with it.
Totally.
The issue.
I've seen it. Disturbing.
The issue is this bartender put her paws on the place that my mouth goes. I'm just going to pretend that Missy's drink was my drink.
Sure, for this exercise.
Yeah. I don't want to put my mouth where this bartender's hands have been.
So I said to Logan, he's telling me this, he's getting all hot and bothered, just like he is right now. And I said, what was she supposed to do? Have you ever seen a bartender grab straws with tongs? That would be such a pain. It would take so long.
They're using tongs to do the cherries and the maraschinos and the limes anyway. So why not?
It's easier to handle
than
those.
Just put them. Then
it's gonna slow her down.
Then let consumers grab their own straw because they'll feel better. Or leave the straw covered. Or my favorite option, you know it.
No straw. I know.
I hate the straw. I hate it.
Okay.
I get it. You got the lipstick. It makes sense. I get it. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just. I didn't like it. I don't know.
It grossed you out.
I don't know what the solution is, but yeah, I was like, why are you touching with your paws that are dealing with cash and credit cards and shaking people's hands?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to put my mouth where you just put, you know, you touch my straw,
right.
Sicko?
Well, it's not name call. I'm sure she was a nice lady.
She was a nice lady. So nice.
I'm sure you tipped her handsomely.
Handsome.
So our question for you, I guess it's a multifaceted question. The first part is, if you've been to a bar, you have seen a bartender grab the straw with their paws. Does this bother you as it bothers Logan? Are there any other options? You know, like I'm kind of like, yeah, I've seen it and it doesn't bother me because that's what you have to do. That's
G-Y-O-S. Grab your own straw.
Grab your own straw.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if that was the norm, if that was the new norm. Okay, you want a straw? Here they are. You know,
perfect.
Feel free to grab your straw.
Thank you.
It's just not the way we do things.
Let's be the change we want to see in the world.
It's a full service operation. They hand you the drink and it's ready to be consumed via straw. So does it gross you out? That's the first part. Also, I would love to speak to someone who tends a bar, either currently or has in the past. Would you just grab the straws willy-nilly or did you have a different way about it? I like to believe that bartenders are washing their hands almost obsessively throughout their shift because it's probably things get sticky and you're in between drinks and I think their hands are probably the cleanest. Cleaner than a doctor.
The bartender has cleaner hands of everyone. The one grabbing cash, taking credit cards from people.
They always have sanitizer by the register.
They ain't doing that. They're grabbing the dollar. They're grabbing the $10 bill for a drink. As they're grabbing that $10, they're saying, who's next?
Mm-hmm.
And putting cherries in there with the hands all gross.
You know what? It's called building immunity, and you should try it.
Somebody get on my side.
All right, 603-749-0975. Does it gross you out if you're at a bar and you see the bartender grabbing the straw with their paws? What are they supposed to do? Like, really, what are they supposed to do? 603-749-0975. Give us a number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Side note, not about the straw conversation that we're having.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you saw that your group picture from Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims has been released.
Yeah.
And I was laughing because I was like, look at Logan. He could not be closer. It's your head and then Teddy Swims' head and then Thomas Rhett. I was like, oh, he got in on the action.
Well, what was happening? Well, thanks for bringing this up. What was happening was TR and I were talking well before the picture.
Having a moment?
I really think he was hitting on Missy for a second time, but that's beside the point.
Wait.
He wasn't.
Let's dig in.
I'm starting rumor. Well,
Missy's his type.
I saw him and he comes right over and was like, what's up, bro? Good to see you. Looks at Missy and was like, really good to see you again. And I was like, TR, slam her down. go to Lord, bow.
Yeah, she's married.
Yeah.
She's married.
And then, so basically what happens is we, in the picture, and I'll post it on the Instagram as well today.
Yeah, yeah, don't hold back.
There's
now
a line of artists, and so you go in, you shake, hi, good to see you, hi, good to see you, hi, good to see you, and you kind of go down the line, and then you find your way to the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Missy and TR got hung up talking, and Teddy and I got hung up talking, you know, so, and then all of a sudden they're like, turn photo. And I, like, whipped around, and I, like, had to, like, do, like, a little sissy squat down.
And, I saw your sissy squat, and Teddy, I saw your school picture day smile.
Yeah, and Teddy Swims is kind of, like, going on his tippy toes.
You did a sorority squat.
He did say I was handsome.
He did?
He did. He said, holy, come on over here, handsome.
Oh, ayo.
So thank you, Teddy.
So Missy's getting hit on. You're getting hit on. You're like, should we even go to our seats? Like, I feel like we should stay backstage and see where this goes.
It was, actually, now that you're saying this, it was really good for my ego. Tucker Wetmore was like, what a cool shirt, dude. I was like, thank you. And then he goes up on stage with a very similar one. And I was like, we should have shirt swapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Jersey swapped.
You're like, I didn't expect to come backstage and talk to famous people and feel good about myself.
And I did. Wow. Yeah. Germs in my drink and ego nice and high.
Should we segue to germs in the drink?
Germs in the drink.
So Logan got the ick at the bar at Fenway Park because of the straw situation.
Because the bartender put her paws all over the straws and then put two straws in my wife's drink, which came from her sticky fingers.
So we don't know. They were sticky.
She's a bartender. They were sticky.
So I said to Logan, what's the gal to do? Like, this is how drinks are served. What's she supposed to do? Try to fish out the straw with tongs, add like 5 minutes to making every drink, then the line's out the door. The woman has no options. So we want to know if it gives you the ick or if you feel like there are other options in this scenario. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, Melissa. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, my girly girl. So how are you feeling about this straw conversation?
Well, I agree. It's kind of unsettling when people are touching it because you don't know what they've touched before. But I like the technique where they rip half the straw wrapper off and leave the top on for you to touch.
It's a good one.
Yeah, they do that, you know, at Dunkin' when you get your coffee.
Right.
Yeah. But think about this. When you go to a restaurant, how many waitstaff are touching your forks and knives that are going and spoons that are going in your mouth?
No kidding.
Someone's got to roll that silverware.
So it's funny you bring that up, Melissa, because it's honestly like out of sight, out of mind. I know that those silverwares are being touched. I know that they're probably touching the inside of the cups. And but it's a matter of me seeing it. Like if I see a waitress holding a cup by the top or touching my straw, I'm like, what the heck? Just don't let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're doing it. Just don't let me see it.
Right.
That's true with a lot of things. Out of sight, out of mind.
I liked the word unsettling that she used because it is a bit unsettling. So what do you think the alternative is in this particular example?
Well, if it really bothers you, you can say no straw. Like, it's as simple as that. No straw, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. No straw.
I don't know. They move quick. You know
what
I mean?
They do move quick.
Like, have you seen a bartender, a busy bartender at work?
The order isn't even out of your mouth, and they're already starting to make it.
Correct.
So you have to say no straw as part of your order?
Yeah, yeah.
Extra cherries, no straw.
Hello, I'd like a no straw rum and coke.
They'll be like, what?
Or suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah, I guess that is. Truthfully, most people are loaded. This is the one of the first times that I've noticed this because I was stone cold sober.
And that, my friends, is rare.
Maybe the problem.
Kira, come on.
I'm just saying. Somebody had to say it. Melissa, we love you. We cherish your call every time. Thank you for making us a part of your morning.
All right, have a good day.
Bye, you now.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, we were chatting about something that gave Logan the ick. So at the Teddy Swims Thomas Rhett concert in Fenway Park, they were at the bar, they meaning Logan and his wife Missy. She got a Shirley Temple, and he saw that the bartender reached into this big cup of straws and picked the straw up by the side that was going in Missy's mouth and put it in her drink, and it grossed him out. And I said, you know what? They don't have another option. What are they supposed to do? And so we're wondering if you get skeeved out by the same thing or if you think there are other options that should be taken. 603-749-0975 if you'd like to chime in. Hello, Brandon. What are your thoughts on this straw debate?
Well, since I deal with porta potties, it really does not bother me if they touch the straw or not, if I would still drink.
Under any circumstance, Brandon, there doesn't matter at all?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Wow.
He's dealing with bigger germs on a daily basis. Germs they don't even know exist.
You're gloved up and body suited up, though.
No.
You're raw dog in this porta potty job? Like no gloves?
Yeah, I do bare hands, except if I have to reach inside, I have grabbers.
You do bare hands into the porta potty?
No, I do have gloves in the truck, yes. But I have like grabbers if I have to reach inside to grab something out of it.
Right. Right.
Are you supposed to be wearing gloves and you don't?
You can. It's optional.
It's optional?
I don't think, Brandon, I don't think it's optional, my dude. But back to the grabbers thing, you know, bartenders have grabbers too. They're called freaking tongs.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, why don't you use the grabbers and why don't the baristas use the tongs?
Sometimes they do.
No, I've never for a straw, though. I've never seen that sight.
Yeah, no, for a straw or clean glass, you're going to grab it with your bare hand.
Well, yeah, I would hate if my bartender worked part-time as a porta potty cleaner. So that's all I'm saying. Do you see what I'm saying, though?
I do. But this also reiterates of what you guys were talking about this morning about washing your hands. So even if the bartender washes their hands, they use that same hand to touch the handle to shut the water off, which the handle's already dirty. So it's no different than touching the straw. If they wash their hands, they touch something else, and then they grab that straw.
Brandon's out here just licking porta potties.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ Air, Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time to welcome in our wacky cast of coworkers. We like to call the tribe. They have their own theme song, you know. Would you like to hear it? You're about to hear it.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
I was at the Thomas Rhett show over the weekend, and my wife got a Shirley Temple, and the bartender reaches her hand into a jumble thing of straws, picks up a straw, and puts the straw in my wife's drink.
Yum.
I was mortified because her paws got on the mouth side where my wife is going to put her mouth. Told the story to Kira. She, correct me if I'm wrong, was essentially like, big whoop. We've been doing that our whole life.
Well, I just said, what is she supposed to do? Have you ever seen a bartender take tongs and pick up a straw? I mean, it's kind of her only option, right?
They didn't have the paper?
No, but even if it was the straw with the... Oh, I see what you're saying. No.
Individually wrapped.
No, a lot of straws at bars are just those teeny tiny mixing straws that you can barely get any, like, liquids through.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do you feel a certain way about this? If you saw a bartender grab your straw from the top where you're going to put your lips, are you going to use that straw or do you care at all?
It's kind of the same thing if you have like a server, a serverette, right? Like coming over like with the hand over the top with like that finger that you know is like there. It's like, come on. Like you just can't do that. It's like serving 101. Like, I don't know. I think it'd be more appreciable, oh my gosh, words, if you're like, hey, there are the straws, grab one. I'm not sure why you'd grab one and put it in someone else's drink. That's disgusting.
Yes, Lydia?
I'm kind of with Kira on this one. Because, like, what are they supposed to do? Like, those little, like, tiny black straws are on the bar side. Like, people don't reach over and get those because arguably I think that's grosser for more frequency of people to be reaching over and getting their paws all up in all the straws versus one person getting their one paw in one straw.
Very valid.
There are establishments that have the straws on, like, in the middle area. So, like, you can grab it yourself. Yeah. You can grab it. I think that's... should be the right away.
If I was in the predicament that my wife was in, I would have taken that straw, thrown it away, and drank it without a straw.
And don't get me wrong. If I want to make a decision, hey, can you toss a straw in there? I'm giving you permission. Hey, I want your juicy germs. Right on my straw. But like, I should always have the first choice.
Mm. I'm with Logan. I would have taken the straw out, thrown it away, either just took a sip without the straw, or I would have grabbed my own straw.
It is tough if you're getting away from the straw thing, because they do have to open the beer, like, or like you're at like the garden, they have to open. So like, even like with the beer, they're putting their fingers near that area where you do consume it.
True.
So it is unfortunately something that does have to occur regardless if it's a straw or not.
The other thing is this bartender's dealing with cash, credit cards.
Dude,
so her pause, you know, so I think Lydia said something about having less hands in the germ mix, because if it's just one bartender as opposed to everyone who's drinking putting their hand into the straw bin. Well, everyone who's giving that bartender a cash or credit card is passing germs to the bartender. They're getting those people's germs anyway.
So Sean just said a really interesting thing.
Sure?
He said, well, don't thank me yet. He said, put on gloves. But see, I am not a problem with the gloves because don't the gloves get dirty?
Yeah, unless you're changing them in between every drink.
Right. So the gloves to me are really ridiculous because they get dirty too.
No doubt.
Closing thought, let's just build our immune systems, guys. Let's just get these germs in and we'll just like make no straws.
Just take away straws. Well, that's the solution.
We all know how to drink without straws. We do it all the time. Yes, let's just do that at bars. There you have it. The tribe has spoken. On 97.5 WOK. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. So we got Lydia up in here and the rest of the tribe as well. Lydia, what is on your mind?
I'm going to give everyone a little scenario and I want everyone to tell me what they do in this said scenario. You're at the ice machine in your freezer. You pull out a bunch of ice. A couple of them drop. Are you picking up the ice and throwing it in the sink? Or are you kicking it under the fridge? Because I am a strong kicker under the fridge.
So
infuriating.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that. Because quite frankly, I thought this was directed at me because not once have I picked up a piece of ice that has fell on the ground in that kitchen over there. There are times where I'm like, okay, it's fallen a little underneath things, so I'm not even going to touch it. But if it doesn't, 100% a little. Sometimes with nobody even there, I don't even look. I just do one of these. Wherever it goes, I don't care. All the time.
Love.
Bring some more to somebody else.
Cheryl, please tell me you do the right thing.
Of course I do the right thing. I pick it up and throw it in the sink.
Thank you, Queen.
You know, this has... Oh, my God. The two of you.
Wait.
Now they're not going to know who it is. If it's me or you, they're crying about it. Like, we know that Kira doesn't do the dishes. We know she's the only one who doesn't do the dishes. But now we know that it's either me or you.
No. Gonna be, Kira doesn't do the ice either. Trust me.
I don't do the ice.
I've watched her drop ice, look at me for permission to leave it, of which I don't give her permission, and she goes, oops, and walks away. Every time.
Guys, we're cleaning the floor.
You're making puddles. You're making puddles for people
you're
to drag
You're making a
through.
Fall risk.
Yes.
You're
because it takes a while for that ice cube to melt. So that ice cube is still an ice cube for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
Well, and then the ice cube turns into a puddle, and that's a slip risk.
Yeah. You kick it under the fridge. I mean, you're asking for something to be rusted.
Okay. The three of you now surprise me, including Kira. Kira, you're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. I am who I am. Okay, so your turn. What do? The ice falls on the kitchen floor. Are you picking it up and putting it in the sink? Or are you doing the 1-2 kickaroo? And be honest, don't hold back now. And we have second date update for you next on your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. If you are fond of brand new episodes of Second Date Update, you are in the right place at the right time. Love that for you. Let's go.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It is time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. We welcome in the man of the hour, Tom. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to the show. We're really hoping we can help you out with Margo.
Thanks.
What'd you do?
Yeah, let's just get to that. What'd you do? No, how'd you guys meet? What's going on?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I met Margo on Snapchat, of all places. She came up on my, like, quick ads or whatever it's called. And we have some mutual friends, so I added her, and we became just, like, Snap buds. I don't know, for, like, a month. And we both work from home, so, like, I was just, like, you know, had fun, like, snapping, like, her throughout the day, and I don't know, it was just really fun to do that, like, during the work day. And from Snapchat, we moved on to texting, and then we, like, FaceTimed a few times and decided we wanted to meet in person. But we both have, like, I don't know, the same social anxiety, so we thought it would be cool to go to the movies and not have to, like, talk the whole time. So we went to see F1. It's the new Brad Pitt movie. And we just talked a little bit in the lobby before we went in. And we went in, like, previews were going. So we just, like, sat down and just, you know, we're watching. We were, like, not talking that much, just watching the movie. and something kind of embarrassing happened.
Which was?
We laughed about it later. Okay, so I can't imagine this is a deal breaker for her, but it's definitely, I have to tell you. So, like, 20 minutes in the movie, I had to pee. So, I was like, excuse me, I'll be right back. And I come back, and I sit down, like, start watching the movie again. And, I don't know, like, 45 minutes goes by, and something, like, funny happened in the movie. And I hear the person next to me laugh, and it's a man.
Shut up. It wasn't her. You sat not next to her.
It's like a dude in his 50s, and he has like a beard. And I realized that like I came back to the wrong seat. So, and I was like two rows behind her.
This is hilarious. Not only is it not your person, it's a dude.
It's a dude.
With a beard.
And it took him 45 minutes to realize.
Okay. So eventually you go and sit next to her. Then what happened?
Well, she's like, I did. I went back to the next room. She's like, are you okay? You were gone for like an hour. And I told her what happened, and we were both laughing. So we stayed, you know, the movie ended, and we were just sort of still sitting in the theater chatting, and like we're, you know, joking about me going to the wrong seat. Finally, they like kicked us out or whatever for the next showing. I mean, it was a fun night. Like, I really enjoyed her company, but obviously since I'm calling you guys, not heard from her since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have an idea what it could be. But did you say that you hung out after the movie ended and you guys were like just chit-chatting in the theater?
Yeah, like it seemed like it was like chill. You know, it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's a funny mistake. That's a funny mistake. And if you guys were hanging out after the movie, she probably was cool with it.
It's one of those like funny how we met stories that you tell people for years.
No,
like,
no.
You know, if you end up being a couple.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know why she's like not getting back to me.
But
now.
She's not. How long ago
Definitely
was this movie
not.
Date?
Like, I don't know, like a week and a half ago.
So long, but not that long. You know,
we're worried, but we're not writing it off as it's never going to happen.
Yeah, and we're going to get your back with this whole mistake.
We are.
Because it's funny.
It's
a
snafu.
It's embarrassing. It's obviously a mistake on your part, and it sounds like you owned it, and like now we're just trying to laugh about it.
I love it. I'm laughing about it already. Hopefully Margo is too. So I think you've heard the segment before, but what's going to happen, Tom, is we're going to play some songs here, and we're going to try to get a hold of Margo, see what's going on, see if the reason is the whole movie seat snafu, and we're hoping that it's a big misunderstanding and she does want to see you again, and if she does, we'll pay for that second date. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan. This is our morning show. Welcome. You are right on time for part two of second date update. Let's go. Okay, so we were able to get a hold of Margo, who has been actively ghosting Tom. She's agreed to come on the show and tell us what's going on. Hello, Margo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Tom told us about your movie date. You know, we know that he went back to the wrong seat and that whole thing. And
he was half with you.
Yeah.
Half with some bearded man.
Yeah. He said it was a good date, you know, both parts, with you and with the bearded man. You guys laughed about it, and he was really hoping that he could see you again. Is that the reason you're not responding to his texts or snaps, or what's going on?
Okay, so, yeah, you already know about the seat thing.
We do.
Hilarious.
It was definitely funny. But the more I kind of pondered on it, it wasn't that funny for me, thinking about the fact that I was sitting alone there for an hour thinking this guy literally bailed on the date. People make mistakes. I get that. But my thing is, an hour into the movie, he didn't try to catch a glance at the person next to him and even think one time, like, oh, I'm in the wrong seat.
Yeah.
Like, how does this take you that long to realize this?
That is a good point.
Yeah, I really want to defend him because, like, it is just a funny whoops-a-daisy, but you bring up a good point. At 45 minutes next to a dude, like, wouldn't you know if you're still on the date? You know what I mean?
Because you're on the date and you're trying to gauge like how that person is reacting to the movie, and you're trying to have as much of a shared experience as you can.
Right.
On a movie date.
Which isn't very shared. It's a dark place. It is a dark place.
It's a dark place, but this guy had a beard, he said.
He's probably manspreading too, rubbing up against a hairy thigh.
Oh, God. All right, Margo, what we didn't tell you is Tom's on the line, and I think it would be beneficial to all of us if we just brought him on and kind of talked this all out. Would you be okay with that?
Wow. Okay. I'm like definitely feeling on the spot right now, but I mean, sure, if he's already here, let's go.
Well, we can put you more on the spot and bring the bearded man in here too.
Nick, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. He's not here. Just Tommy boy. Tommy?
Hey.
So what's going on? You heard what she said.
Margo, I'm so sorry about the seat thing. Like, I was hoping that wasn't the reason, like, you're ghosting me since we laughed about it, but it seems like it was a bigger deal to you.
I mean, did you hear my question? Like, how do you not realize you're not sitting next to me? I was the whole entire time stealing glances at you in my peripheral vision and, like, trying to get your reactions on the movie, that kind of thing. I mean, how did you not realize you're next to a man with a beard for an entire hour?
I mean, it was a good movie, and there was a lot going on. I was just, like, I guess engrossed. I don't know. You keep saying I was going for an hour, but I don't think it was that long. It felt shorter to me.
Tom, honestly, it was an hour. I kept checking my phone and was, you know, thinking the whole time you'd text me if you had to leave the date for some reason.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. But anyway, you had a hat, and this guy had a hat. And
oh.
I was really nervous since it was, like, the first time I was meeting you, so that was definitely part of it. I mean, it was an accident.
Accidents do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, Tom, even if this had been a mix-up, setting that aside, I felt like something was so off on our date. I can't put my finger on what it was. So just the energy, I guess, was different from us on FaceTime.
I thought we were vibing, but, you know, it might have been that, I don't know, I was pretty nervous, so I, like, took an edible before our date, and...
Well, now everything's making sense.
I realized, like, I might have gotten the dosage a little wrong. It was a little bit higher than way higher than I thought, actually.
Yeah, you thought your date was a hairy guy.
Yeah, there it is.
Possible.
Yeah. I mean, really, you couldn't even go on a date sober with me, that you had to get so high you couldn't even recognize. I had a way better hat on, I'm sure, than this guy did, and not a beard.
Yeah, I know. I also went to the bathroom when I went, came back with a massive thing of popcorn, and I was, like, really kind of, like, focused on dealing with that, too. I don't know.
Hold on. You came back with popcorn, and then you didn't even try to offer me any?
Well, I did, but you just shook your head, or he just shook his head. No. I mean, if he said no in his, like, man's voice, I would have known, you know, that it wasn't you. And identified, like, the problem sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
I think it's the bearded guy's fault.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, he could have made it so much easier if he just said, no, thank you.
No, or good.
Or sorry, I don't take popcorn from strangers.
Too much butter.
That would have helped.
Yeah, I mean,
what a mess.
We're at the point, right?
Yeah. So, Margo, the purpose of our call is to offer you a second date with Tom that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. Is that something that you'd be open to? At least we filled in some blanks and got some details on why this all transpired.
And maybe he'll promise to not eat an edible before.
Maybe. We can't speak for him, but we could ask.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think so. It's going to have to be a no for me.
Hard to have a second date when your date has a date with a man with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that, Tom. I know it's not the answer you were looking for, but at least now you know.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get a hold of Beardy for you. If you ever want to re-listen to episodes of Second Date Update or share them with a loved one or friend, you can find all of our episodes of Second Date Update on our podcast. Just search Kira and Logan in the Morning wherever you listen to podcasts. 97.5 WOK. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning, but just Kira today. Tis the season for live music, live country music. Is there anything like it? Russell Dickerson absolutely brought down the house last night at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, hopping over the barrier into the pit and walking through the crowd as much as he could. It was like he's getting completely swarmed with his WrestleMania t-shirt on, singing and giving people high fives, and it was just such good vibes. So keep an eye on our Instagram because we're going to post a little reel coming up. We're at 97.5 WOKQ on the gram. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. And then tonight, don't get me started on tonight. Tonight, Shania in Guilford, New Hampshire. I will be there. So if you see me, please don't be shy. I love meeting our listeners out in the wild. Come say hi. We'll take a picture. We'll eat. We'll drink. We'll be merry. It'll be a great time. And if you're trying trying to pencil in some live music this weekend. Riley Green and Ella Langley are coming to Guilford, New Hampshire. This is Saturday night. And we do have an extra pair of tickets to give away that's happening right now. So if you want to call 603-749-0975. Obviously, since I am a solo artist today, we can't do Can't Be Kira in its entirety. I have a similar pop culture trivia contest to give these Riley Green tickets away. Don't be scared. I made it really easy because I like you. 603-749-0975. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Jessica, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. How's the day?
Good. It's great.
What are you up to?
Getting ready to drop my son off at camp.
Oh, wow. Is this just like a day camp, or is this like you ship him off and you don't see him for a few weeks type of deal?
No, it's just a day camp. He actually is the one that calls you guys every morning, and today's the first time we've gotten through.
What? He calls us every morning? Have we talked to him?
Nope, not yet.
Oh my goodness. I didn't think we were that popular. I'm surprised he hasn't got through.
No, yeah, he calls every morning. And he then handed me the phone just now when you answered.
He was like, oh, they're talking. They're talking. I wasn't prepared.
Yep.
Is he in the car right now?
He is,
yeah. What's his name?
Bradley.
Hello, Bradley. Hi. Have fun at camp. How old's Bradley?
He's 10.
Oh, love it. Double digits. Okay, yeah. So Bradley's off to camp and mom's looking for a night out to see Riley Green. Is that what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love it. So we're going to get into this pop culture trivia contest. It's pretty easy, I do think. So are you ready to get to business?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, first one's true or false. So we love that, right?
Oh, perfect. Yep.
Even Kermit the Frog has created a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne in spirit of his passing. Is that true or false?
True.
True. It is true, along with the whole Muppet Gang, and it's pretty good. One point on the board for Jessica. Question number two. It's National Tequila Day. Now, I know Bradley doesn't partake, but are you celebrating the holiday today?
No.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll still know the answer to this question. So which of these celebrities doesn't have their own brand of tequila? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Seth Rogen, or George Clooney?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He actually does have his own brand of tequila. It's called Mana. The answer was Seth Rogen. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Gave it the old college try. So question number three. Which country artist is in the news right now for snapping at a fan on TikTok who slammed him for not staying after the show to say hi to fans? Is that Chase Rice or Zach Bryan?
Ooh. Any guesses, Brad? Brad says Zach Bryan.
Brad, you should be grateful for Brad because Zach Bryan is correct.
All right.
Pretty much lately, if you hear about a country artist being a jerk in the news, it is Zach Bryan. I don't want it to be true, but it's true.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Jessica, so I'm crunching the numbers here. You got 2 out of 3, and that's good enough. We're going to give you the tickets to see Riley Green.
All right.
Yeah, man. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, just the Kira part today. So our absolute favorite is when our listeners leave us voicemails on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Of course, we love a message. We know mornings are busy and you do what you can. But when they leave a voicemail, we can really hear the inflection in their voice. And so Brianna did that. This message came to us a few days ago, and she's dealing with a dilemma, and I just checked in with her, and she said, it's still happening, so it's still relevant, and she's still looking for advice. I'm going to play you what she said, and then we'll discuss.
So my best friend just went through a really, really awful breakup. And, I mean, she was just distraught. And I felt really badly. I wanted to do something to help. So I suggested that she come over in a few days. And, you know, my husband, like, he had some reservations, but he was like, okay, no, that's cool. It's just a few days. And now she's still here. And my husband is furious. And I don't know, like, I don't know what to do. I can't just kick her out. She's my best friend. How do I do this?
Okay, so you get the picture. What does she do? Her best friend, already suffering from a broken heart, is seeking companionship with her best friend, who offered that she could stay for a few days, but she's staying longer than a few days. And you know what they say about house guests. They're like fish. Stick around too long, they start to stink. And it sounds like this one is starting to stink. But she's fragile. You don't want to hurt her feelings. So what should Brianna do here? I mean, her husband's getting irritated. She could blame the husband, right? But then it's like a weird dynamic between the best friend and the husband, because it sounds like Brianna's getting a little irritated too. So what should she do here? Have you been in a similar situation where you had to show a house guest the door? How did you go about that? In a tactful way. 603-749-0975. I know Brianna's on standby. She really could use your advice. 603-749-0975. How do you show a house guest the door in a kind way, especially keeping in mind that they're going through something, emotional turmoil, let's call it? 603-749-0975. That is our number. Random caller wants to chime in and help out Bree, baby. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Riley Green Saturday night. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We're really trying to help out our listener, Brianna, who left us a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Brianna's best friend was going through a breakup, and she said, you know what, girlfriend, why don't you come stay at my house for a few days? A few days has turned into a few weeks, and her husband's like, TikTok, this gal has got to go. So now Brianna's in the awkward situation. How does she kick her friend to the curb when she's going through this emotional time in her life? She feels like she really can't do that. What would you do? Have you been in a similar situation? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lisette.
Hi, Lisette. How's the day?
It's going to be hot in the 90s, and, I'm getting ready for it, shutting up my house, turning on my air conditioner.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not too thrilled with that forecast.
Well, I don't like the heat as much as some people might.
I hear you. Yeah, we live in New Hampshire, not Arizona.
Exactly.
So, should we get into helping Brianna kick out her best friend who's going through a breakup?
So, my suggestion is find a nice little hotel that maybe has a pool or a hot tub, and say, I have booked you a day to go to this hotel and just spend it for yourself, and pack up all her stuff and give her a ride.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And then, you know, and she goes home.
And then from there?
Right. So after the hotel that she gets to enjoy and relax, goes home.
Right. I don't hate this idea. That's very nice. You're like, you need some you time. Let me let me drive you to the hotel.
And my husband and I need some us time.
Right. Yeah, I think it's okay to say that too.
Right. Exactly. Be honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not mean honest, but nice honest. And, you know, and then, you know, she gets this little gift of a hotel, you know, whatever they can afford.
I like that, Lisette. You sound like a good friend to have.
I've lived a long life. I'm 70 years old.
You know how to navigate this thing called life.
Yes.
Well, I know who I'm going to if I ever go through a breakup. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen.
You got my number.
You're right, I do. So, thank you, Lisette. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Stay cool.
You stay cool, too. See you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Trying to help.
I want to be a one-man band.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part today. So we're trying to help out our listener, Brianna, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app, which you can always feel free to do, by the way. Brianna's in a little bit of an awkward situation. Her best friend went through a breakup, and she said, girlfriend, come stay with me for a few days. Well, a few days turned into a few weeks, and now her husband's like, TikTok, when is this woman leaving type of thing. So now Brianna's faced with the difficult decision of how is she going to kick her friend out who's really in a vulnerable and emotional place. 603-749-0975 is our number if you have any advice. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Steve from Bartlett.
What's up, Steve? To what do we owe this pleasure?
Well, this very simple there, predicament there that I guess Brianna's in.
Yeah.
Going through it, but I'd say very simply, you need a friend, get a dog. Set a date, you got to get out, and the quicker you do it, the quicker you start healing.
Okay. So give her a little bit of tough love. You've stayed as long as you're welcome.
Right.
Let me help you transition to this next chapter, which won't be living here.
And I'm serious, some kind of pet or a dog will keep you busy.
Definitely. I know a lot of people who have gone through breakups and get a dog in that time, and it's really beneficial to their mental health.
Yep.
Something positive to take
it
care
works.
Of. Well, thanks for the time, Steve.
No problem.
Have a good day. Hi, thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Tamara.
So, Tamara, what do you think Brianna should do?
So, I was kind of in the same situation when I was about 19. I let my best friend, she kind of went through the same thing, bad breakup, but she had a kid with him. And I let both of them come to stay at my house for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It turned into a couple of months.
Yeah, as it does.
So, yeah, and I felt I had to do something because it was affecting my marriage. And I sat down with her and told her, I'm sorry, but I have to really ask you to try to figure out something and move out. And now to this day, she doesn't even talk to me anymore.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but my advice to Brianna is, be honest with her and just tell her the truth. Sometimes honesty is the best way, and most people respect that versus not.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that might help her. Hopefully it doesn't happen what happened to me happened to her.
Yeah.
But we were young then. We were 19, and she was, maybe we just weren't mature enough back then.
Yeah, you're pettier at that age than you would be if you were a fully cooked adult.
Yes, exactly. Because I feel like if she's just honest with her and say, hey, I understand you're going through a tough time, and, I do have a life and a marriage that I have to, maintain and keep. And just be honest.
Honesty is the best policy, and if they're true friends, then her friend will understand.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right, awesome.
Ella Langley, Work for the Wind, 97.5 WOKQ. She is coming to Guilford, New Hampshire with Riley Green. That show is right around the corner. It's happening this Saturday. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So absolutely everywhere you turn, you are seeing celebrity tributes to Ozzy Osbourne. Even the Muppets made a tribute. It's Miss Piggy at the end for me. So cute. So this got me thinking about a celebrity who passed away that hit you really hard. Like, we all have that person where when you learned of their passing, you'll just never forget how you felt, who told you where you were, all of the details. And for me, two come to mind. First of all, Robin Williams. I mean, that one hit me. It still continues to hit me so hard, probably because movies like Mrs. Doubtfire and Jack, like, huge parts of my childhood. And it's one of those that I'll forget that he's gone, and then I'll remember, and I'll get sad all over again. Also, just the nature of his passing was so tragic, too. And then, the second one, Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing on Friends. As you know, anyone who knows me knows that I am a massive Friends enthusiast. And this one ties into, like, the day it happened and where I was, because Matthew Perry passed away the day my daughter Gwen was born. So I'll never forget it because my husband Steven didn't really want to tell me that it happened because he knew I would take it really hard. My hormones were raging just from giving birth. That didn't help. So that's another one that deeply, deeply saddened me, and I'll just never forget it. So that's my question for you. What celebrity's passing hit you really hard? In light of Ozzy passing, and he affected so many people in so many different ways, is there a celebrity for you? Give me a call. Tell me the story. 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in, I do have an extra pair of tickets to see Riley Green and Ella Langley in Guilford, New Hampshire. Again, that show is this Saturday. So random caller who chimes in and tells me about the celebrity whose passing you took particularly hard. The details around it, who told you, where you were, 603-749-0975 is our number. I know it's... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Apologies for the not so lighthearted topic today, but in spirit of Ozzy Osbourne passing away, we were wondering what celebrities passing hit you really hard. 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. WOKQ, what's your name?
Anita in Henniker.
Hello, Miss Anita. Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. I'm just calling to tell you the celebrity that I was very disappointed had passed away was Fred Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Yeah, that was a tough one, right?
It was, and when you from Massachusetts and you grow up and you watch Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and then he passed away, it's sad.
Absolutely. Did you see the movie about him where Tom Hanks played? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Ozzy Osbourne passing, we are asking which celebrity's passing hit you particularly hard, in which you remember the details of where you were when you learned the news, who told you, all those things. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi. I was calling about celebrities that, you know, when they passed, if we were, you know, who we were devastated about.
Yeah, who was it for you?
Paul Walker.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a really hard one.
Do you remember where you were when you learned the news?
I do. I was at work, and I loved watching all of his movies and all the, you know, he was so involved in, like, the ocean and, like, animals and stuff like that, and it was just really heartbreaking, especially the way that he passed.
Right. That was, a speeding accident, right?
Yeah. And he was still in the middle of filming one of the Fast and Furious. And so then they did that tribute to him at the end, and that song just makes me bawl my eyes out every time.
Every time. Every time. They knew what they were doing there, for sure.
Sure do.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you share my daughter's name and spelt the exact same way.
Oh, really? How old is she?
She's 9, and I just dropped her off at summer camp. She'll be so bummed that I got to talk to you because she's always like, can we listen to Kira in the morning?
Oh, that's so nice. And, well, you'll have to tell her the other Kira said hi to her when you pick her up from camp.
I will. And did you say that you were named after Xanadu? Because that's where I got her name from.
No, my mom named me after a character in a book by Ayn Rand. Okay. And I guess the strong female, like the heroine of the story, was Kira. The book is called We the Living.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. This hour of Kira and Logan in the Morning, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So all morning long, we've been taking your calls. In spirit of Ozzy Osbourne passing, what is the celebrity, or who, rather, is the celebrity who passed away that news hit you particularly hard? Where were you? Who shared the news with you? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Gabby.
Hello, Gabby. Welcome to the show. How's the day?
Today's going well. I'm on my way to work right now.
What do you do, Gabby, if you don't mind me being nosy?
Yeah, I'm a daycare teacher in Lee.
In Lee. And do you have any little ones of your own?
I do not, no.
Okay, I feel like that helps. You know, you spend the day with other people's littles, and then you get to go home, have a glass of wine, and watch your reality TV.
Exactly.
It's a nice little balance. Okay, Gabby.
Right, right.
So, was there a celebrity who, when you learned of their passing, it just really hit you hard?
Yeah, so I am a huge Mac Miller fan.
Yeah.
And when I learned that he passed away, I was in the car with one of my friends on the way to the Verizon store, actually. And one of my other friends had called me when it happened, and I was in so much shock. So we stopped the car, and I started bawling my eyes out.
Oh.
Just so, like, in shock about what had happened, because he had made such an impact on me and my friends and, you know, some of my family members. So, yeah, it was really shocking, and I still honor him. I still listen to his music all the time. But, yeah, that was a really hard moment where I learned of one of my favorite celebrities passing.
Yeah, that was so tragic. He was just so young, had so much talent. I remember where I was too, because I was on my bachelorette party actually in Nashville, and it was another one of those situations where people didn't want to tell me, because like when you're in an atmosphere where you're supposed to be celebrating and happy, this kind of news can really bring down the vibe.
It is.
Well, we'll never stop listening to him.
Nope, never.
Thanks so much for making time for us this morning, Gabby. Good luck with the kiddos today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, so on a lighter note, we'll move away from death and on to happy things. So tonight is Shania Twain in Guilford, New Hampshire. If you are going, let's hang out. Let's take a selfie. I've said it before. There's nothing I love more than meeting our listeners out in the wild. So definitely come find me if you'll be in Guilford tonight. And then tomorrow on the show, I'm happy to report back about the whole performance. And I just know that she's still got it. So I am super excited for this show. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Jess on the Job is next, and so is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And all day long, if you're wondering who loves you, the answer is us. We do.